This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Durham-based Merge Records is celebrating 25 years of music. Laura Balance and Mac McCann founded the label in Chapel Hill in 1989 to promote their band Superchunk and their friends' music as well. Those friends include Arcade Fire, Lamb Chop, Mount Moriah, and the Mountain Goats, among others. Merge moved to Durham in 2001 and has grown enormously. Laura and Mac join me in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
What's it feel like to wake up in 2014 and go, wow, 25 years, it just went by so quickly? Or does it seem like a very long time?
When I see pictures of what we looked like and what the bands that we work with looked like 25 years ago, then it feels like a long time.
but it did go by quickly.
Yeah, but it's gone by fast.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Superchunk's record that came out last year, and we'll play a song from that, but tell me what that's like, because on the 25th anniversary of Merge Records, the band is still releasing vital music, your fans are still out there, you're still touring.
We made a record called I Hate Music that came out last year, and we've been doing shows, and it's been really fun. The reception of the album has been great. As a band, we're kind of in a good position because for the 90s, we kind of toured nonstop and made records nonstop, and we're on a real cycle of doing that. And then we took a break between, say, 2002 and 2010. And I think that allowed us to kind of take a breather and then step back. And now that we're no longer in that cycle, it's really fun to make records.
Explain to people who might not know much about Lamb Chop what got you interested in that band, and then tell me what song we should listen to.
Well, I went to college with a guy named Jonathan Marks, and so Laura and I were friends with Jonathan, and at one point he said, oh, I'm in this band called Poster Child, and it's kind of a weird country band, and I play clarinet in the band. So I just remember thinking, like, man, this is not going to be good. But Poster Child eventually had to change their name to Lamb Chop, and turns out they were great, actually. And Kurt Wagner, the main songwriter and the leader of the group, is someone, like I said, we've been working with Kurt for 25 years. It's rooted in a Nashville thing, and there's a country element to it, but there's a lot of very different stuff going on around that.
Yeah, there's a real dark side to that band, and it doesn't... It doesn't always sound that way, but lyrically, it takes you to a lot of places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to listen to a song called Nashville Parent from Nixon.
But it looks so cold there from the bottle. Another part of another ritual. Standing in the kitchen, arms are braced against the counter. Swallowing like the mercury down the drain.
So you've had compilation albums that have come out every 5 years to kind of celebrate these anniversaries. But this year you're doing something a little different. Can you tell us about that record club?
We are releasing a series of 7 inches and some 12 inches that people can subscribe to. It's going to be sort of a box set that comes as a series over the course of a year.
So every couple of months you'll get the next pair of singles, and the singles are all split between different Merge artists. Proceeds from the box set are going to Oxfam. So we're encouraging people to subscribe, because pretty soon we have to cut off the subscription so we can start sending everyone their records.
The first one goes out when?
The first pair of singles goes out in February.
What's on that one?
The first four bands are Superchunk. And on the other side of our 7-inch is Michael Cronin, and then Mount Moriah. On the other side of the Mount Moriah single is the Mountain Goats doing an Ozzy Osbourne song called Shot in the Dark. We're hoping that everyone who wants to will subscribe by February 5th.
Let's talk about some of the other things you've got coming up, including a 25K.
I'm not running it, but we are having
I'm not running it either. Some of the people in our office...
some of the crazy people in your office?
Some of the crazy people in our office have become running enthusiasts, and they wanted to put on a road race.
And so 25? Got to be 25-something, I guess.
Of course, 25 absolutely.
Something.
So they measured it out.
I asked if you could run 2,500 feet, and that doesn't count. It doesn't count as a race.
25 steps?
Yeah. So it's 25K, and it's from it kind of mirrors the geographical evolution of Merge, and so the run is from Chapel Hill to Durham. It's March 22nd, and a lot of people have signed up already. Hundreds and hundreds of people have signed up already. I didn't really realize. It's awesome.
But we do want more people to sign up.
Yeah. And the proceeds from the race benefit Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina and the Durham and Orange County affiliates of Habitat for Humanity. So it's a good cause as well.
Now let's talk about the music festival.
That'll be a different kind of marathon. The music festival, which we have done every 5 years, is taking place in Durham and Carrboro. We don't have all the details yet, but there will be a lot of bands, and we'll be announcing more details about that soon. But the dates are July 23rd to the 26th.
You have one CD left that you've brought that we haven't listened to yet, and I haven't heard of this band.
Okay, this band is called Vertical Scratchers. They're from Los Angeles. We found out about them because one of the members is also in Caribou, which is another band on Merge. I love the way this record sounds. It brings the Kinks to mind.
When 2014 is over, how's it going to feel to you? Can you project?
We retire, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
You go off to the ranch.
We take a nap.
We're done. Every time we have a five-year anniversary, whether it's the festival or something like this subscription series, it's always a lot of work for everyone at Merge. And then at the end, you just feel like a great sense of relief, not a relief that it's over, just, wow, that was fun. That was great. And that, you know, it's like I said earlier, it's very satisfying.
I feel like every time we have a Merge anniversary, it comes up again. What this is about is all the music fans that have kept us going all these years.
Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura Balance and Mac McCann of Superchunk are the founders of Merge Records. The Durham-based label turns 25 this year. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.